Good evening, everyone. Glad to see 20 here. And as we worship tonight, and especially thinking of Christmas and Christ's birth and how he came down and gave us his life and the ultimate gift. For first song tonight, take your song sheets and let's sing Angels We Have Heard on High. For the next song, on your song sheets again, To Us a Child of Hope is Born.
Child of hope is born.
Again, for the last song, you can turn to, in your Christian hymnals to song number 100. Song number 100. Okay, thank you. And at this time, we'll look to Hugh and Jason Miller and Preacher David to share a little bit on what Christmas means to them and what inspires them most about it. And you guys can just come up in that order.
Good evening. So I was thinking a little bit about memories of Christmases and past Christmases and fun times, especially with family. Some of my favorite memories of past Christmases is time spent with family. Going Christmas caroling, Dad would take us out Christmas Eve and we'd go Christmas caroling. Playing games, stacking gifts beside the fireplace, going to Grandma's in Ohio where we'd hope to find snow, and how exciting it was to get up on Christmas morning. One of my favorite things about Christmas are the carols, and so much of the beauty of Christmas is expressed in music. Probably my favorite memory is coming down in the morning, seeing the table laden with gifts, watching Mom in the kitchen make hot chocolate, and seeing Dad make a fire in the cook stove, and listening to him sing Christmas Angel. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. Gifts are fun. time with family is great. Time spent with family is great. But we must never forget the real gift that was granted us in the form of a little baby come to save the world. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Isaiah 9:6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." I love Christmas songs. There are so many, but if I had to choose my favorite, it would probably be Silent Night, but we just sang that one. So if you all would take your Christian hymnals, turn to song number 92. We'll sing Joy to the World.
Good evening. I was asked to share some thoughts on Christmas, and I was like, well, what? Didn't really want to actually write, and then I was like, well, I don't know if there's anything else I'd rather share on Christmas. Past few years, I've written some of my thoughts down on Christmas, and there's so much. I'm going to start with, I'm just going to read two lines out of a stanza of a poem. It says, Christmas hath a darkness darker than night. Christmas hath a brightness brighter than noonday sun. There's so much meaning and so many paradoxes in the story of Christ's birth. Where do you even begin? So I'd just like to share a couple thoughts. We ignore Christmas at our own peril, but if Jesus is a revelation of God to us, then Christmas is one of the most important parts of that revelation. We all know the story of God's chosen people, the Jews, and their longing and need their desperation for Messiah. There's so much to be said about that. But if anybody could have done it, the Jews could have. But today we're in similar circumstances. We, though, had the benefit of living on this side of Advent. For thousands of years, we have had the fulfilled promise of the Messiah in the story of Jesus. Yet, we still constantly hear of famine, wars, torture, pain, suffering, hate, racism. All this seems to be everywhere. Greed, envy, lust, and power all still seem to rule. The promise of the Messiah seems to, at times, to have fallen short. Still today, we want to be powerful. We have fallen to the allure of strong men, strong leaders, and our own self-sufficiencies. God's answer to all of this is a helpless, needy, and dependent baby that was entrusted to the care of broken, mistake-prone, and faulty human parents. It was a God that almost no one noticed. Who can refuse the gift of a baby? Yet most of them did, and most of us still do. No one was looking for God in human flesh, subject to all our sins, sorrows, and dependency on each other. But there he was, the answer to all our sins and sorrows, God in a baby's body, God helpless lying in a dirty manger. We want strong men and women. We want someone to slay our giants. We want strong, powerful, and mighty leaders and cultures. We want an army. We want power, and we want God to move in big ways. And yet Christmas should be the moment we realize that instead of what we want, God has given us himself delivered as a baby. God in a baby's body, dependent on the goodness of his own fallen creation to survive, is the gift that will save us. It's a gift given to us. You can do two things with the gift given to you. You can refuse it, or you can accept it. Either one, but you can't earn it. Isn't it amazing that God presents himself as a gift to us, wrapped in a helpless baby's body? He gives us a choice. Either accept him and the light, hope, and redemption that he brings, or refuse him and accept the darkness, delusion, and hopelessness that your own efforts will bring. Here is God's answer to our desperation, to the darkness around us and inside us, to our need for redemption, and to our longing for justice to be realized. The answer is our Savior, God as a helpless baby, wrapped in rags, lying in a dirty manger. This is the good news of the gospel. And just like Mary and Joseph were entrusted with the care of God as a baby, we too, although faulty, mistake-prone, and sinful humans, are now somehow amazingly entrusted with carrying the hope of the good news to the rest of the world.
Good evening. Enjoyed what was shared. I've got a song we'd like to sing here after a bit, but I couldn't get away from the song, Oh Holy Night, and I was just completely delighted to see that in our song sheets tonight, and we're going to sing that, but I asked William if I could say a few words about it, and so I will. I think this song embodies the promise. It shows us the circumstances that the world was, and it shows us what will happen at the end. It also shows us what the consequence of this is if we accept God's gift to us. Jonathan so very aptly this morning described two night times, the night of Christ's birth and the night of his agonizing in the garden. Very different, but it had a very powerful common theme in there of Christ's plan working out in such a beautiful way. And so this song, Oh Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angels' voices, O night divine, when Christ was born. Then the last verse, it says, truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy and grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. And the music is just so majestic that words are pretty insignificant to describe that. So anyhow, thank you for giving us the looking forward to singing this. But the thing that's so impressive to me was that this song was written when slavery in the United States was very much in force. And this was an Englishman that wrote that, and he was thinking way ahead of his time when he talked about the slave is our brother. That wasn't very common. That wasn't a very popular concept. The concept, though, that truly he taught us to love one another was an all-time thing, but it's still, you know, something that we need to practice today yet, too. So anyhow, I think this song does a beautiful work, although there are so many of them that do. But the song I'd like to sing tonight is Jesus, the Light of the World. A few years ago, we were in Hartville for their Christmas hymn singing, and David Gingrich was leading this. And we would just sing one verse in between the standings of each song because he wanted to focus on Jesus as the light of the world. And it was such a beautiful, it just impressed me in a way that I thought I would never forget that, and I haven't forgotten it yet. But anyhow, Gerald, would you put that down? This was written by Charles Wesley, and Charles Wesley wrote somewhere between 6,500 and 10,000 songs in his life, and that is a lot. And this was one that the tune is pretty familiar to us as the light of the world, but I'm going to ask Jennifer to lead this. Just lead it from your seat. And I think you'll catch on if we haven't seen that. If you're not familiar with it, the tune is familiar, so I'm sure we'll get that. But anyhow, if you would just lead that and think of Christ as the light. One of my favorite gifts to give my grandchildren are flashlights because I grew up in darkness so much, and I love light. And when I think about light, Jesus is the light. It is such an important thing in life. Jesus said that John described Jesus as the life and the light. And then Jesus told his disciples that ye are the light of the world. And so the best thing we can do for Christ today is to let his light and love shine through us to this dark world around us here. So let's sing this song.
Right. Okay, thank you all very much for sharing. And, you know, that's one thing about the time of over Christmas. We as Christians should embrace that. And, you know, the world, you know, they're at a point where they may be the most open to the gospel. And so, you know, let's take that opportunity and share the real meaning of Christmas with them. Okay, so you can take your song sheets and we'll sing O Holy Night. O Holy Night. And then also, once we get to the fourth score and the first half of the fifth score, we'll speed those two scores up right there so we can be ready for that.
Long lay the world
this time, the children can come forward and stand up front here, and Miss Shelley will lead you in some songs.
Okay, thank you, children, Miss Shelley, for that. For our next song, let's turn to song number 101 in the church hymnal. Song number 101. And after this song, Allison has a group. And let's sing 1, 2, and 4.
Please. Good evening. We're going to sing We Three Kings of Orient Are and O Come Emmanuel. So we hope you're blessed.
We three kings of Orient are.
Hey, thank you, ladies, for those songs. Hey, take your song sheets again, and we'll sing Gentle Mary, Later Child.
Gentle Mary, later child, of thee in a manger, there he lay the undefiled to the world a stranger. Such a babe in such a place, can he be the Savior? As the saint of all the days, who hath found his faith?
And on the back of your song sheets, Far, Far Away in Judea's Plains. And when I came across this song, a lot of memories came back of singing this in the chorus. I'm sure lots of you have lots of memories of singing this song. And why don't we stand to sing it? And so, yeah, the ladies will start off, and then the men join there on Glory to God.
Glory to God in the
Great, maybe seated. And this time, Kevin will have a men's group.
So we're going to sing two songs tonight. We already sang the one, but this will be in a men's arrangement. So, and like Hugh said, that Silent Night is, I think, one of my favorite Christmas songs. I just love the words to that song and how it just talks about that night many years ago. And then the next song we're going to sing is not a Christmas song, but I love songs of heaven, and so we're going to sing Morning Train.
Oh,
Okay, thank you for that. For our next song, turn to song number 101 in the... Actually, no, I already sang that one. Which one is it? Oh, 95 in the Christian hymnal, I think. Sorry about that. And the chorus can come up on the last verse of the song.
Give me my life for those who love and know.
All right, we have three songs to sing this evening. Again, Christmas songs. The first one is Away in a Manger. The second one overlaps with the group that sang O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And it's interesting, there's different, translations perhaps of some of the verses from this song. And so you might notice some of that there. Another interesting thing about this song, I was just looking at it. The words originally were Latin from the 9th century. Now, they're very old words. Now, I don't know if that's all the verses or just the maybe the first verse. I don't know. And then our last song is What Child Is This?